Hello and welcome back to Let's Make, in this case, Let's Make an NPC. This is an ongoing series where I, Crash, am making NPCs and eventually other elements for my home games. In this case, we are going to be making an additional cyborg NPC. This is the third in a series. Okay, technically this is episode 8, but this is the third cyborg in a row. Did an early stage, mid stage, and this is going to be our late stage cyborg. And this is under three different licenses, depending on what content we're talking about here. Because I'm using Cypher System for this, and Cypher System content is licensed under the Cypher System open license. Monty Cook Games is happy to have people make things that work with their game system. So it's under that license. The art is going to be public domain because I'm sourcing it from public domain sources. I am making edits to it, and I don't feel like my edits are involved enough to negate the fact that it's all from public domain stuff. So that is also public domain, and I'm uploading that to openclipart.org. But also you can get all this stuff in a single zip file that there's a link to it in the notes for wherever you are getting this video or audio, depending on where you're getting it. All the stuff that isn't visual art that is made by me and can be considered owned by me is being released under what's called the Filthy Human Hands license. And more information about that can be found at whirling.top/FHH. I'm not going to go into that right now. Layman's terms, for 99% of the world, it is Creative Commons attribution. But there's some caveats in there that say, but if you're going to use it for this, no, you can't. So check that out if you are curious. With all of that said, we need to make our third cyborg character. So we had our mid-stage integrated last time. The integrated are an afflicted group of people. They have music coming from the gears of the world itself, which they refer to it as music. Jury's out on whether or not it is music. And it causes them to replace parts of themselves with mechanical things that, without any training whatsoever, they manage to do, and it just works. But the more they do this, the more of themselves they replace, the less of themselves there is, personality-wise, morals-wise, etc. And they eventually become a monster in the truest sense of the term, where it's all about them just adding more and maintaining and replacing. And if anyone gets in their way, well, that's a them problem, not an integrated problem. So we are not going to be starting with our template as we did for most of these. We are going to be starting with our mid-stage integrated and duplicating this. I'm using Obsidian, by the way. Obsidian is open source, works with Markdown. So even if Obsidian went away today, I'd still have access to all of my content because it'd be written in Markdown. I am going to right-click on this and make a copy. And now I can close this out. There we go. And we are going to change this to 8 because this is our 8th episode. This is going to be a late stage. And we are getting rid of that one that was added there. Okay. Now we also need to change this image. I have made another image. So we are going to get rid of this and replace this with something else. So we have a machine monster. Here we go. Which is, again, made of various bits and bobs of public domain art, where it was various machine tools, like there's a lathe in there. This makes it look like their eyes, but it originally was one of those push-button switches. Got some claws in there. It's a bipedal design if you look at the full art for it, which, again, will be in the zip file. And now we are going to go through and make our adjustments to this character sheet. So we are, again, going to change where it says mid to late. And target number, we're going to go up by 2 again. So the previous one was target number 6. Now it's going to, level 6. Now it's going to be level 8. And 8 times 3, 24, I believe. Math, yes, 24. So this is a being that, without adding any additional things in there, becomes impossible to fight against. You have to roll a natural 24 in order to defeat it without saying, well, I'm using this weapon that I am practiced in or trained in, so it's reducing the difficulty by 1, and I'm going to do this that's helping out that person there, so it reduces their difficulty. I'm going to put some effort into this. So this is not going to be an everyday occurrence. This is a boss battle we're talking about here. Possibly even later stage where you've got tier 4, tier 5 PCs going up against it, it's still going to be some degree of challenge. Right, so let's take a look at our paragraphs here. It's a summary of what integrated are for the most part, so we are going to keep most of this, which is why I started by copying the previous character sheet, because we are keeping a lot of it, but making some changes to be specific. And this paragraph here about mid-stage integrated, that's what we're going to replace. So late-stage integrated will, by now, have abandoned everything, or almost everything that made them who they were before. Their appearance will vary based on personal aesthetics. Some may, let's not change it, just change it to one, may be a series of insect-like segments trailing for 50 foot or more, while another may be a stationary mass of machinery relying, can I spell relying correctly? On remote drones for gathering replacement components. Motive, to avoid detection while augmenting themselves, that's not going to change. Health, so normally the health is target number times 3, but we've been going fancy and making it target number times 5. So we are going to have a health of 40, which is a considerable amount in Cypher system. Characters, unless extra stuff is done to them, will usually not be doing more than 6 points of damage at a time, and that's if they have a heavy weapon. More likely, they're going to have a medium weapon that does 4 points of damage, or a light weapon that does 2 points of damage. Armor, we are going to also increase that to 3. So if they're not doing at least 4 points of damage, they're not even going to scratch this thing. Movement. Now, in the previous episode, episode 7, I made a mistake. I said the movement was going to be medium for that particular integrated. There is no medium movement in Cypher system. I misremembered. There's intermediate, which is up to 3 meters or 10 feet. Short distance, which is 15 meters or 50 feet. Long distance, which is what I changed it to. I went back and fixed that, which is 30 meters or 100 feet. And very long, which is 150 meters or up to 500 feet. So in my muddled brain, I thought very long was long distance and that long distance was medium distance. I created different labels for it. That's a me problem. I've fixed it. So we are going to be going with long. These are able to move up to 100 feet. I imagine that, like, for the one that's a stationary mass of machinery, if you got something like that, well, their movement is going to be 0. But they would have some type of remote drone that would have a long distance that it could move for. Now, modifications. We are again going to change this to late. So late stage integrated are almost wholly mechanical monstrosities of bespoke construction. Each instance of a late stage integrated may have its own custom bonuses and drawbacks that reflect the personal choices made during their augmentations. So yes, it is a bit of a cop-out to not say, oh, and they'll all be able to do this. But every late-stage integrated that's encountered should be its own little batch of terror. It should not be something where the PCs can just go in and say, all right, well, we're going to take care of this one the same way we took care of the last one because we figured out their weak spot. We're just going to go with the formula. There is no formula. They're all different. They might not have been made of the same components. So they might say, okay, well, we're going after something that is mostly made of iron. So therefore, that one PC that has the superpower where they can just turn iron into rust, we're going to have them go in and just take care of this thing. Well, whoops, sorry, you're fighting one that's made entirely out of bronze. Because it's a steampunk world, so of course it's bronze and copper. Well, that's not going to work anymore. All right, combat. So we're going to change this to late again. Late stage integrated, no longer care about the well-being of any entities other than themselves, but will fight with efficiency and self-preservation in mind. Their favored weaponry, will almost certainly be components integrated. Do I want to use the word integrated when talking about a being called an integrated? I kind of still do. Into their own chassis. I spelled that wrong. Two S's. Technically three, but two S's together. Though they will not be above using the environment to their advantage. Bringing down a ceiling or wall, if that will incapacitate a large number of opponents. Okay, interaction and usage. So interaction, which this is, hey, the PCs are encountering this thing. How's that going to go? Late stage integrated will ignore others unless they prove to be an obstacle of some kind, but will not hesitate to kill, attack, remove any said obstacles. While they might be capable of some form of communication, they rarely, if ever, use this. Use. Integrated may be responsible for a series of burglaries. At this point, they're not doing burglaries. They're doing wholesale renovations for large-scale destruction, death and destruction, of within or under what may have once been a thriving community. They may also, depending on their nature, be hiding out somewhere. We are just going to delete that paragraph altogether. An early stage integrated that is slightly more well off may hire the PCs to acquire something from a later stage integrated, as the integrated almost never work together and will fight over components when they encounter each other. We can leave that paragraph intact because this is still going to be a being that is a later stage than the early stage integrated. Due to the chance of science discovery, researcher, etc. Yeah. We're going to leave the thing about a researcher sending PCs to acquire something. A late-stage integrated may have decided that the party's MacGuffin is essential, and if the PCs appear strong enough, the integrated will resort to stalking and ambush tactics, but more likely it will pursue the PCs with single-minded efficiency. All right. Loot, we are going to say, we're going to increase this by 2 again. So it's going to be 4 to 6 ciphers. And these would be things that are most likely integrated into the integrated. So when you defeat them, oh, look, this part seems useful. Secrets, mid-stage integrated almost always, nature, etc. Late-stage integrated may have something in their, in one or more of their workshops, no, creches, lairs, that gives some insight into who they once were. They would not have an, would no longer have a personal attachment to these things, but may have just not gotten rid of them. And GM Intrusions, current location of the PCs coincidentally happens to be in the path of an integrated, forcing the PCs to either stand their ground or and fight or run and hide. This is the same GM Intrusion as the mid-range one, and that makes sense for these also. We're going to add another one. An area nearby has been prepared by the integrated to collapse on or under the PCs to kill, well, in an attempt to kill or incapacitate them, ending the fight quickly. So we've got that in place as well. And all that's left is the credits. We've got our art up here, which again, that's all going to be in the zip file in the notes. Friends, thank you for hanging out with me while I make the last of our three integrated. So we've got early stage, mid stage, and late stage integrated ready to go for various campaigns. I've already thrown one of these against the players in my current Cogworld game, although they were not a level that would have been able to handle it. So I made sure there was some environmental stuff in place that would allow them to survive, because otherwise it would have ended badly, even if one of them was in fact the God of Death. Long story. So I am going to find the button that plays us out. Eventually, I'm not going to have to find that so quickly. Right, so music you're hearing is Bubble Machine by Drozerix. It's public domain and can be found at modarchive.org. I take all this stuff and put it over on aaronbsmith.com. You can email me at cogwheel@aaronbsmith.com. I'm on the Fediverse two different places, is.aaronbsmith.com/@cogwheel and tube.fediverse.games/c/cogwheel. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming. You can help us keep the lights on, along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Liv, Paul, Shenshen, Walter, and Patron Emeritus Cindy. Until next time, have fun.